Welcome to the Pump It Like Patton Bodybuilding Podcast with your hosts, Mark and Sam. Now, push your limits.
Welcome everyone to the Pump It Like Patton Bodybuilding Podcast. This is episode number 3 and we need to talk from me and Sam.
Hello everyone, Sam here.
So we need to talk about, make a few points here. Why not to go straight into the weights that you were lifting before lockdown? Because you've had about 3 months off. Some of you might even have more. So yeah. So the reason why not to go straight into this here is because your body has had so much rest, it's not going to remember it. Like, you need to give your body time to get back to that weight and
get back into the swing of things of what you were before.
Because I've seen people going on, you know, social media and all, going straight into it, lifting, and then they're out for longer than the lockdown because they've torn a bicep or anything. So that's one of the points. But another reason is to leave your ego at the door. Do you want to carry on, Sam, and say why you should leave your ego at the door?
Thank you, Mark. Just a wee word before we go into that point. Thank you, everyone, for their patience with the podcast. I know we promised episode 3 back in, I would say, February time. But due to everything that happened with the lockdown and coronavirus, we couldn't obviously get the podcast out to us. But thank you all for waiting with us. It's great to be back. Why you should leave your ego at the door? To me, we've all had this problem at some point. I'm sure that's more important now than it ever was before, because it's just leaving everything with that. So it is, because as Mark just said with that point about lifting heavy after lockdown, your body's not what it was then and what it is now. And if you want to put your ego into it and think that you can lift what you were before, you're going to injure yourself. You're going to injure yourself with it and hurt yourself with those weights. You just have to build yourself gradually back into it. And with that, that's just, I mean, why were you... Like, I know you think to yourself, oh, I can lift this, I'd lifted this before, I can do it. But if you injure yourself, you're going to be out for longer, as Mark said, than the lockdown itself.
But just remember, your body will... Muscle memory is a thing. It does exist.
Your body will adjust back to... It'll take time. Do you mean that the thing we all don't want? Who is patient, really? Well, do you mean I'm not patient? I know that.
I would say, like, some people could take about 4 to 6 weeks. Some people could take about 48 weeks before muscle memory kicks in. Some people may even be 2 weeks. Just depends. Because some people have actually been training at home. Mm-hmm. Like me and Sam.
Mark were training for the lockdown. Obviously on Pump It Like Patton Instagram page, we were putting out videos weekly on just general workouts and general advice that you give to each other on what you could do during the lockdown. Obviously it wasn't as advanced in what we wanted obviously before the lockdown, but that's just the situation we were in. Obviously as things were getting eased, we started to do a bit more training back together sort of thing, obviously when distance was slowly reverted from that. But that's just what we've got so far, and this lockdown thing with that.
Yeah, so always just be patient and you will get there, because life is the journey, and this is what you just didn't get there in the muscles and by 68 weeks. So you didn't. It took months. Could take years.
Something that can take your journey. Do you mean we're all on the same journey, just at different levels of it? Do you mean it's a path that we're all on?
But then you gotta remember in your head, why do you want this? Do you want it as bad as you want to breathe?
Why do you want to do it? Do you mean? Yeah. Why do you want to be successful with it? Are you like, as I remember Arnold Schwarzenegger, I watched one of his motivational speeches before. He asked a very simple but very poetic question. Why do you want to work out? It could be as simple as he described, as to want to, he wanted to be like Reg Park. Win Miss Universe, a great gymming. It could be something as simple as you want to impress girls, a very common thing for lads and just general people and boys in this journey. But gymming, it gives you that goal, it gives you something to hold on to, it gives you that vision of what you want to be. If you can envision it in your mind, all you need to do is start walking and running towards it.
Yeah, because as well, just remember, everyone always has the setback, but you always want to come back, if you know what I mean. But
it wouldn't be life if it was all easy.
Yeah, so that's a good point there at what we've been saying there. And the other thing is, why do you want to be successful? Like, do you want to be successful in life as a business? Or do you want to be successful as a person? To me, I like to be both. You want to be successful as if you have your own business, and you want to be successful as a person, because successful people always go on the longest road.
Always able to come back. Do you know what I mean? No one always sees what people are going through. You can throw that, what Mark's just said, into multiple parts of life. Do you mean into fitness, into your life, into your business, and even in your own mental health? Nobody sees the battle you go through. They only ever see the results of it.
Yeah.
And that is a very powerful thing in today's world. Nobody sees the heartache that you have to go through, the things you have to sacrifice to be successful. But that's just, if you want it, it's the question again, how bad do you want it?
Yeah, and the other thing is, has any of us lost motivation? Because just remember as well, like the motivation, there is such thing as motivation, but there's an even more serious line of it as why. What's the word to this here? Sorry about that.
No, it's always good to have...
The discipline, that's what it is. Discipline, you always want the discipline.
I think on the motivational standpoint, I think we've talked about it quite... I think it's massively important. Mark's talked about this a lot on his channel, massively. So he has on his personal page, Pump It Like Patton. He's talked about this a lot himself, about how he used to lose motivation in himself sometimes. But that...
I did lose it for a few weeks. I was like, why am I doing this? Then I just remembered, be successful. I want to achieve my goals. I want to conquer them.
And me, myself, I recently done a video that will be coming out soon on the Pump It Like Patton website itself. I started to lose a bit of motivation. It wasn't due to, I think, anything majorly. It's just like, hadn't been to the gym in probably nearly 14 days, 2 weeks. And it was just, I was starting to, not even, just slowly, like that want and that motivation to want to go to it, it slowly dropped to a degree, which, as Mark said himself, it comes to us all. It comes to a degree, but it just comes back to that again, is how bad do you want it?
Yeah. And the other thing as well is you got to remember why you love it, because you don't want to be doing it if you're not enjoying it, because there's no purpose of it. You're just going to drive yourself, drain yourself, and you're going to wake up moody all the time.
You'll be miserable.
Yeah, you'll be going to the gym, like, so going, why am I doing this? Like, everyone will recognize that you're...
It'll be like another day in a job you don't want to be in, but you have to be in, Jimmy. It'll just be one of those days, oh, it's 7, let's say you go to the gym at 8, you'll be like 7 o'clock, you'll be like, oh, right, here we go. Another hour and then, do you know what I mean? Then you'll get there and you'll start counting down the minutes. Okay, right, I have to be here for an hour and a half, so. And you'll be like, right, I've only got 10 minutes left, 10 minutes left. Do you know what I mean? That some people are like that, don't get me wrong. There are some people I know who are like that themselves, but that's not gonna make you successful. That's just gonna make you miserable. I remember Arnold Schwarzenegger, he used to talk about again one of his speeches about how he used to love going to the gym, about the amount they used to do 10 sets, 20 sets, 30 sets, 40 sets, and there's people around him who are going like, you're doing all these hours and all this time, they look miserable, and he's like, he said he loved going to the gym, give him that release, that feeling of like, no matter how many reps that he did, how many sets that he did, he was one step closer. It's one step after the other. It's one small step to a greater goal that we're all trying to achieve in this.
Yeah, well, that's our key factors of today's podcast. I know it's not a very long podcast, but we thought to remind you why you're doing it and what things not to be doing.
We hadn't done one in quite a long time. Obviously, as Mark just said himself, it's not as long as we want it to be.
Our next one will be, we'll talk about, if you maybe leave some messages what you'd like us to talk about.
Your messages both personally on Instagram and on Facebook. Instagram seems to be more of our more go-to point at this point with messages. And we've also got a TikTok. Mark, would you like to plug it itself?
Yeah, Pump It Like Patton BB.
And that is the name that we've all come up with that he decided for me as well. But here we are. But thank you all for listening.
And one other thing, make sure you sign up for on the website at pumpalikepattonbb.com. And you just sign up and you'll click on the access, the video access, and you get to watch like our nutrition and what we're talking about, more motivation. A lot of things are on there, supplements, what we take. So there'll be a lot of videos on there that you'll not see on YouTube.
And all these videos will be exclusive to that sign up. So you also can sign up to the newsletter as well, Mark. Do you like to explain a bit of what it does for you?
Yeah, you can sign that up on the website. We will talk about, I think emails will go out to you as like talking about fitness and
some daily nutrition, wee things that you can change to make slight differences. But as Mark just said about the exclusive videos and our nutrition videos, once you sign up to that on the website, you'll get exclusive videos. As I was talking earlier, I've got a motivational thing coming out this Sunday, and it will be exclusive to that part of the website. If you sign up, you will get first access to that when it drops.
And we're doing our on the website as well, we've got our check-ins, online coaching available. The first five people that
sign on to that.
Yeah, private mail us and sign up will be free.
So
that will start off.
So that's a bit of motivation for yourselves, a bit of quickness to get in there. They are slowly going quickly, but Jimmy, it's just how bad do you want it, people?
So yeah, thank you everyone for watching, and
push your limits.
Push your limits.
Thanks for listening to the Pump It Like Patton Bodybuilding Podcast from Mark and Sam. We hope you enjoyed the show and will join us again next time. Don't forget to rate the show wherever you access your podcast. Remember, views and opinions help the podcast. Now, push your limits.